share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, leaked minutes of a PA meeting had apparently showed that the Chief Justice and Attorney General had allegedly agreed to expedite the cases involving former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Razak and UMNO President Datuk Seri Dr. Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, and hand out sentencing. However, the Office of the Chief Registrar of the Federal Court has quickly shot down the allegations and stated that there was no basis to the claim that Chief Justice Tengku Maimon Tuan Mat had agreed to expedite the cases against the two politicians. Kenyataan Media Tuduhan Konspirasi Antara Pemimpin Politik dan Ketua Hakim Negara Untuk Mempersepatkan Kes dan Jatuh Hukum. Tariq. 21 April 2022. Posted by Badan Kehakiman Malaysia, the Malaysian Judiciary, on Thursday, April 21, 2022. In a statement, the office stated that it has also lodged a police report following the claims to deny allegations of conspiracy, collusion or illegal alliances between political leaders and the Chief Justice. The Chief Justice has never communicated with, and or been contacted by, any political leaders in relation to court cases involving Dato Seri Najib bin Tun Razak and Dato Seri Ahmad Zahid bin Hamidi. Pending cases in court shall proceed in accordance with the law without any intervention by the Chief Justice or any other person. It added, the office stated that the allegations were aimed at subverting the administration of justice in Najib and Zahid's trials, and that the parties behind the claims intended to tarnish the judiciary's image and cause the public to lose faith in it. Both of the politicians are still currently on trial for a number of charges. Najib is on trial in 21MDB-related cases, whilst Zahid is facing 87 charges of criminal breach of trust, corruption and money laundering. Back in January, Tengku Maimon had said no individuals had approached her personally to interfere in high-profile cases pending before the courts, and that she would refuse any request to do so. What do you think of this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, former 1MDB non-executive director admits RM 2.28 billion went into Najib's personal accounts. Source. Harian Metro. Source, Astro Awani. Share, tweet, follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.